Singout was founded nearly 70 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining online resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Singout to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Singout Radio Magazine. This is the Singout Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Spring arrived last week here in eastern Pennsylvania. It was welcomed by all after a harsh and snowy winter. Interestingly, as I'm recording this week's program, we're getting some light snow outside my studio's window. This week on the Singout Radio Magazine, we'll welcome the vernal equinox with songs and tunes about the season of change and renewal. Our theme music comes from the CD Warring Cats by Bruce Molsky. He was playing the fiddle, and Dirk Powell was playing the banjo. It's on Tree Frog Records, and we heard the tune Apple Blossom from the playing of the John Lusk Band from Tennessee. We'll open the program with a song that lends its title to this week's program, So Early in the Spring, from John Renborn, the title track of an album recorded on a day off from touring in Japan. So Early in the Spring is on Sanctuary Records. Let's welcome spring on this week's edition of the Singout Radio Magazine.
So early, early in the spring, I shipped on board to serve my king. I left my dearest, my dear behind. She oft-times swore that her heart was mine. Now all the time that I sailed the seas, I could not find one moment's ease for thinking on my dearest dear. Never a word of my love did man's wife. went to another, far better for life. So early, early in the spring, I shipped on board to serve my king. I left my dearest, my dear behind. She oft-times swore that her heart was mine.
Birds were singing. I went my way.
We're celebrating the arrival of spring this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. And just about every day, our daughter-in-law sends us a video postcard from West Virginia as she shows us how her greenhouse is coming along with all her little sprouts. Well, that was a tune called Sprout from the band Elixir, and they're recording Rampant. And before that, we heard from Ann Hills from her recording Beauty Attends, the heart songs of Opal Whiteley. With lyrics by Opal Whiteley and music by Michael Smith, we heard Glad for the Spring. That's on Collective Works, Beauty Attends, the heart songs of Opal Whiteley. And before that, we let off the set with John Renbourn and the title track of his album, So Early in the Spring, from back in, 1979 he recorded it. It wasn't released generally until 2006. Pentangle had a great version of So Early in the Spring as well. We're going to lead off this next set with a tune from Claudia Schmidt and her recording Big Earful. You Must Believe in Spring was written by Marilyn and Alan Bergman along with Michelle Legrand and Jacques Denny from the 1967 French film The Young Girls of Rochefort. Here's Claudia Schmidt and You Must Believe in Spring on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Thank you. must believe in love and trust, it's on its way. Just as the sleeping rose awaits the kiss of May, so in a world of snow, of things that
brains.
of notes gone wrong. With your beer.
This is the Sing Out radio magazine. If you want more information about Sing Out, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or log on to singout.org. You can also listen to the program as a podcast. This is episode 2114. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out radio magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme comes from the CD Warren Katz from Bruce Molsky, and we just heard Muddy Creek, a tune that he learned from the playing of John Salyer. That was Bruce's wife, Audrey, on the guitar. That's on Tree Frog Music from Bruce Molsky. And before that, from a duo from Colorado, Lizzie Plotkin and Natalie Spears, from their recording Just Over the Ridge. We heard Sweet Song in the Tall Grass, Lizzie Plotkin and Natalie Spears. And before that, we heard from Tom Rush and the classic from Eric Kaz, Mother Earth, from Tom's recording Merrimack County on Columbia Records. And we let off that set with Claudia Schmidt from Big Earful on Red House Records. And You Must Believe in Spring from Marilyn and Alan Bergman, Michel Legrand, and Jacques Denny. Big Earful from Claudia Schmidt. We're going to lead off this next set as we celebrate the arrival of spring with Tim Grimm and his new recording called Gone and a song called 25 Trees. He mentions a number of books that are in his home which he hasn't read yet and many of them which he has and wants to reread. I'm the same way. I collect a huge amount of books and I never get rid of any of them. My sister was a librarian and I always hold them very, very dear. Here's 25 Trees from Tim Grimm on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
There's 25 trees on the side of the hill. They're coming in straight, taking their fill. They're filling in the space the big pine stood. They're claiming his son for their own wood. And I've got some time to sort things out. I pull a honeysuckle vine, read books on the shelf. There's one or two I've never read, and more than a dozen gonna read again. Like blue highways and the land remembers, black elk speaks and fire on the mountain, rural free and the contrary farmer, a home in the country and bound for glory. Irish folk tales as told by Yeats, a country year at nature's pace, the grapes of wrath and Jay Bird Crow, wilderness plots in the Ohio. It's just 25 feet from the 25 trees to the old bookshelf, and the birds and the bees fly between these words I love and land on the branches of the trees on the bluff. They all started living since I've been here. I've been watching them grow, keeping things clear like the wild rose we call the sticker bush and the grapevine. That'll choke them good. They're coming up strong and making their stand. We'll share our lives on this piece of land, and they'll watch me as I watch them, and they're born to rustle and bend in the wind. There's five pinned oaks and five wild cherries, two red buds and one mulberry, a black walnut, two sugar maples, a dogwood, and a honey locust, two tulip poplars, a state tree, a chestnut, a sycamore and a beech, and two catawbas to round out things. They're a good old-fashioned tree. Trees on the side of the hill, they're coming in straight, they're getting their fill, they're filling in a space the big pine stood, they're claiming his son for their own wood. And I've got some time to sort things out. I pull a honeysuckle vine, read books on the shelf. There's one or two I've never read, and more than a dozen gonna read again. Like blue highways and the land remembers, black elk speaks and fire on the mountain, rural free and the contrary farmer, a home in the country bound for glory. Irish folk tales as told by Yeats, a country year at nature's pace, the grapes of wrath and Jay Bird Crow, wilderness plots in the Ohio. It's just 25 feet from the 25 trees to the old bookshelf, and the birds and bees fly between these words I love and land on the branches of the trees on the bluff. They all started living since I've been here. I've been watching them grow, keeping things clear like the wild rose we call the sticker bush and the grapevine. That'll choke them good. They're coming up strong and making their stand. We'll share our lives on this piece of land, and they'll watch me as I watch them, and they're born to rustle and bend in the wind. There's five pinned oaks and five wild cherries, two red buds and one mulberry, a black walnut and two sugar maples, a dogwood and a honey locust, two tulip poplars, a state tree, a chestnut, a sycamore and a beech, and two catalpas to round out things. They're a good old-fashioned tree.
spring. Beautiful things, oh, beautiful little things. Turquoise shells, scent scattering. Delicate things, oh, delicate little things. Did they break in joy or suffering? Mysterious things, oh, mysterious little things. We fill in the story,
the story,
in the absence of truth,
absence of truth.
The details, the doubt, and the proof.
And the proof.
We find an ending.
Find an ending.
The one that we need.
That we need.
To give voice to our hopes and our dreams. She arrives again on tired wings. Reliable things. Oh, reliable little things. Unaware the odds are staggering. Uncommon things. Oh, uncommon little things. Fledgling gone before we hear it sing. Ethereal thing, liberating. Oh, let freedom ring.
Bark River, high water in the tall grass. I'm listening to the cars roll by out on the overpass. Red wing black birds singing, and I've got three cans of past. I'm going to watch the night go down and try to make it last. I built a little fire the driftwood, old letters and notebooks and such, and now all that's left is my memories glowing in the white and the hush. And I lay down on my side, and I watch that cold moon rise, and I slept for a while, and my dreams were strangers. Thank you. cold late spring bark room. I remember that night so well. There's some things you only know by leaving, and some things you never can tell.
Jeffrey Foucault's new recording is called Deadstock, Uncollected Recordings 2005 to 2020, and we heard a great tune called Cold Late Spring Bark River. Deadstock is on Blue Blade Records from Jeffrey Foucault. And before that, from a duo that I really don't know very much about. They're called Friction Farm. They're made up of Aidan Quinn and Christine Stay. The recording is called Evidence of Hope, and that's a beautiful little song called Robin from Friction Farm. And before that, I live in my family home. I inherited it. And my life pretty much has revolved around this house forever, it seems. It's where I came home to from the hospital when I was born. But I can recall in the early days, it was surrounded by farmland. Now it's just houses and a development. And I can remember very vividly the honeysuckle that grew across the street from us in the late spring and the early summer. We heard Honeysuckle from the Hush Puppies in their recording Homestead on the Farm. That's on Old 97 Records. We let off that set with Tim Grimm from his new one, Gone, and 25 Trees. That's on Vault Records. We're going to finish up this week's program with an old Carter Family tune from Tim O'Brien and Jan Fabricius from Tim's recording Where the River Meets the Road and Little Annie on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Once more, little Annie, I must leave you. We shall part at the end of the lane. For you promised me, little Annie, you'd be waiting when the springtime comes again. When the springtime comes o'er the mountains and the wildflowers scatter o'er the plain, I shall watch for the leaves to return to the trees. I'll be waiting when the springtime comes again. Shines down on the mountains and the wild sheep wandering all alone, and the birds and the bees are humming, it makes me think the springtime won't be long. When the springtime comes o'er the mountains and the wild flowers scatter o'er the plains, I shall watch for the leaves to return to the trees. I'll be waiting when the springtime comes again. Springtime has come, little Annie, I am on my way to the lane. For you promised me, little Annie, you'd be waiting when the springtime comes again. When the springtime comes o'er the mountains and the wild flowers scatter o'er the plains, I shall watch for the leaves to return to the trees. I'll be waiting when the springtime comes.
watch for the leaves to return to the trees. I'll be waiting when the springtime comes again.
Up the spring hillside where the Doug Road went, before the county realigned it, past broken stone walls and grown-up fields, we find the old foundations folding. Round about them the lilacs stand, stiffly, with none to please or take account of. By the ruined sills they wave their heart-shaped leaves and shake their blooms, flouting the fact that those who planted them gave up the homestead. If the shallow wells went foul, if rain and snows of yesteryear escaped the catchments, if the summer sun turned on the crops, leaving the fields burnt straw, if three hard winters cracked the will to plow, or if simply there was no special reason to stay on high ground when the Indians that held the river valley had moved on, we cannot know. Although these old maids might, these gnarled old maids, the hardiest of whom stand round about in green and lavender, heedless of man, preferring their perfume.
I wanna be ready. I wanna be ready. I wanna be ready when joy comes back to me.
'Cause I've been downhearted. Been downhearted. But I won't be down for long, 'cause I wanna be ready.
I wanna be ready. I wanna be ready. Joy comes back to me.
I've been too long crying. I've been too long crying. Too long crying. I ain't gonna cry no more, 'cause I wanna be ready.
Joy comes back to me. Joy.
Ronnie Arbo and Daisy Mayhem from their recording Big Old Life and Joy Comes Back. That's like Signature Sounds Records, and Joy will come back this spring. And before that, we heard a poem by Donald Peterson, recited by Dan Berggren from his recording One with the Water. The poem was called Upstate Lilacs. One with the Water is on Sleeping Giant Records. And we let off that set with Tim O'Brien and Little Annie from his recording Where the River Meets the Road on Howdy Skies Records. Hope you've enjoyed our welcoming of spring this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can find out more about Sing Out by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Be careful out there. Be sure to wash your hands, wear a mask, and keep your distance so you can join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 2114.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land.